I am honored to share in this special midnight mass with you at this hour. You have chosen to be here rather than in that place described by Clement Clark Moore in his famous poem. The children were nestled snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced through their heads. So why are you here rather than snug in your bed? Perhaps it's a tradition for you out of your deep devotion to Jesus Christ that to be at the midnight mass is the way you always begin Christmas. Maybe you're here because you were invited by a family member or a friend. Maybe you're here under duress because your parents said you're going to be at mass at midnight. Or maybe your spouse. Perhaps you're here because this just seems the right place to be to begin Christmas Day. Or perhaps you're here and you think, I really don't know what this is all about. Does this mean anything beyond some people gathering together to sing and to celebrate a God who I don't even know exists at this time in my life? Perhaps you're searching, wondering, is there more meaning to my life than I am currently understanding and experiencing? Whatever your reason for being here, I welcome you. And I thank you that you're giving me some of your attention, because what I'd like to do now is share with you why I'm here. I'm here because someone like St. Augustine, who is one of the most respected thinkers in the 2,000-year Christian tradition, he died in the year 430, said this about Christmas. Let us then joyfully celebrate the coming of our salvation and redemption. Let us celebrate the festive day on which he, who is the great and eternal day, came from that great and endless day of eternity into our own short day of time. Augustine was a poet. And what he's really saying here is the following. We are here because he who is the second person of the blessed and holy Trinity, who shares with the Father and the Holy Spirit a life of such communion and unity, chose to humble himself, to be born fully human in that Bethlehem manger. I am here because as a baptized Christian and as a Roman Catholic priest, I have discovered that Jesus Christ, the God-man, is the one who orientates my life, your life, our lives, and what Augustine calls our own short day of time. Our time is short. Life in this world is very fleeting. But it is into this very world that Jesus Christ came, who, in the words of St. Paul, is the one through whom the grace of God appeared, bringing salvation to all. Salvation. What does this word mean? Well, ultimately, it means that we who live in time will one day share fully in that eternity. Another early Christian writer, a man by the name of Saint Irenaeus, who lived 200 years before Augustine, remember I said Augustine died in the year 430? Irenaeus died in the year 202. And one of his most famous phrases is this one. He who was the Son of God became the Son of Man, that we human beings, men and women, might become sons and daughters of God. Now, when we think about salvation in this way, it's kind of like my Christmas pudding. I made it a month ago. Well, actually, I didn't make it. My son made it. And it's sitting there waiting to be cooked tomorrow and then to have brandy poured on top of it and to enjoy it with butter sauce after Christmas dinner. But there is a waiting for it. It has not yet happened, although I know that Christmas pudding is there. And so the first reason why I am here this evening is I believe that all of my earthly life, this short day of time, is to be lived in anticipation of that much greater life beyond the gate of death. Knowing my end gives me a purpose for my present, because this is the beautiful thing about the grace of Jesus Christ, that most beautiful gift. It's not just meant for the future, it's meant for right now. And so St. Paul, also in that reading from Titus, said, we are being trained to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly. The beautiful thing about the Christian faith is we know that we are in training because we know our end. Now, let me just make this a little bit more realistic in terms of our everyday experience. If you're a student, if you're in university, high school, you have a desire to master your subjects so that you understand them and so that you will get good grades. Athletes who want to compete for the prize will train to do so that they can play their best. And what about choristers leading our beautiful music this evening? They didn't just show up tonight and say, so what are we going to sing? They got together repeatedly to practice, to prepare, so that they could give glory to God and delight us with such beautiful sounds. So thank you, Laudate Choir. Because I understand my end and my goal, I want to train my life so as to renounce what St. Paul refers to as impiety and worldly passions. This means to just live from a worldly perspective. Now, I don't know about you, but this can never satisfy us. We might get that new car. We might get really good grades. We might think, yeah, now I've got it. But there's something deep inside of us that is still empty. Remember St. Augustine, whom I referred to at the beginning of this homily? He didn't become a Christian until he was 34. And before that, he had it made. He was handsome. He was a ladies' man. He was a professor who was doing really well at his rhetorical craft. He had everything that the world of his day would say, yeah, that's what you need to make it. And Augustine said in his Confessions, God, you made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. So I ask you tonight, what's the state of your heart? Are you at peace, or are you restless? For you see, in a world like this, we can become so, in a sense, disorientated because of the news all around us. St. Luke understood that. And in our gospel, he sets the life of Jesus within the life of Emperor Augustus. Emperor Augustus, what an emperor. Do you know what his nickname was? The Prince of Peace. Does that sound familiar? Of course it does. Because you see, the Christians took the title that had been given to Augustus the emperor, and they gave it to Christ. Because while it was true that during the reign of Emperor Augustus that there was the Pax Romana, Rome was at peace in a way that it had never been before, the moral decay within the culture, within the society, was one that was very, very evident. And here's the other thing. When the world just seems to be at peace, when everything seems to be going just so well, that we can lose perspective. We can lose what life is really for. And that's why we need to hear the words of St. Paul, who says that we want to train ourselves in this way of living because we are waiting for the blessed hope, the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let me summarize what I've said so far. I am here this evening because I want to train myself to live with purpose in the present, because I am looking forward to that eternal future. But on top of that, we're also here tonight because we realize that there are headlines that are different than the ones that the world are making. There are the headlines of the heavenly reporters, the angels, who in today's gospel speak of the one who is going to be born. And listen to the way they describe Jesus. "This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Now, the people who heard the message were stinky shepherds. We have come to idealize them. Oh, shepherds! But in that culture, shepherds were considered the people you would not want to have over for dinner. Not only because of the way they smelled, but because of the kind of way they lived. But they were the ones who saw the sign. They were the ones who on that night went to the manger to worship the Christ child. Most people missed it, be it in the first century or be it in the year 2018. For you see, the true Prince of Peace is not Caesar Augustus. We're not here for him tonight, are we? Although at the time, his was the name. And down through 2,000 years, one king has come, one king has gone, one leader has promised to satisfy us, and another. But the only one who's being worshipped at midnight is the one who was born in the manger, is the one who came from endless day to bring us to himself. So I am here this night because Christmas is that sign that has allowed me to see in Jesus Christ the one who inspires me to live purposefully in the present as I await that day when I hope to discover fully what it means to become a son of God. So I want to invite you this night. For whatever reason you have come here at this midnight hour, to realize that in receiving the grace of Jesus, it allows you to enter into the way of salvation, to discover the deeper meaning of your life, your own short day of time. As we await, even more than I'm waiting for my Christmas pudding, that great and eternal day, that day that is being saved for each one of us when we will enter into the eternity of God. This is the Christian message that has been proclaimed for 2,000 years and will be proclaimed until the end of time.